A team of researchers at the University of Pennsylvania has come up with a mathematical model that can show hospitals how many beds and resources they'll need in the weeks to come as COVID-19 spreads. The model is called CHIME, COVID-19 Hospital Impact Model for Epidemics. Any hospital can use it. So let's get more from Sharon Begley with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Sharon, we understand first the tool that's used is called SIR because it takes into account susceptible people, S, that's all of us, infected people, I, and recovered people, R. So how does it work?
Yes, so this is a free data model that any hospital can use. We link to it in the stat story. And the idea is that an individual hospital knows approximately how many people are in the area it serves. They can count how many COVID-19 patients they have had so far. They know how many people have required care in the intensive care unit, how many have been on ventilators, et cetera. And then the model uses some very, very basic data about how quickly the disease is spreading and things like that to tell a hospital how many beds in an ICU it is likely to need in 30 days, in 40 days, in 50 days, how many ventilators it is likely to need. And the hope there, of course, Robin, is that a hospital might not realize what is going to hit it. So if a hospital sees that it is likely to need, let's say, 30 ventilators by early April, and it has only 10 on hand, that obviously gives it many, many weeks to get those supplies on hand before, you know, tragedy strikes.
Well, it's also, researchers say, not completely written in stone, because some of the numbers are chilling. I mean, this is what the University of Pennsylvania hospitals projected they can expect. By late April, that's just 40 days from now, as you write, 100 COVID-19 patients every day, 50 in the ICU, 30 on ventilators. And then in May, 10 days later, the figures are 300 in the hospital every day, 150 in the ICU, 75 on ventilators. That is shocking because, as you remind us, this is going to increase exponentially. But it's not, you know, a done deal. It's going to be that high, which is why we're all trying to take these preventive measures, right?
Absolutely. So the key number here is how quickly the epidemic spreads, and that's called the doubling time. So if that increases to 8 days, in other words, if it takes longer for the number of cases to double from the 6 days that the modelers are currently using, the numbers plunge. So rather than the 300, 150, 75 that you just said, it's 60, 30, and 17. Mm-hmm. And clearly, a hospital might not have 30 ventilators, but it could very well have 17.
But in the meantime, hospitals may be seeing this number. They're also taking steps inside the hospitals, cutting back on, you know, elective surgeries that don't have to happen now.
That's right. Hospitals have asked patients if they can postpone surgery. Again, not something like a cancer surgery, not heart surgery, but something that can safely be postponed and to take some of the burden over the, you know, heroic doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers who are fighting this epidemic.
Heroic. Sharon Begley from STAT, the Health and Medicine publication, will link you to her writing and, as she said, to this new mathematical model from the University of Pennsylvania researchers. If you are a hospital and want to plug some info in. Sharon, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.